Do you remember these three figures?
Yeah, they're... I think I need a little help.
They're at the very top of the gates of hell. They're called the Three Shades. In the Divine Comedy, they represent the souls of three people condemned to hell. The shades warn those who enter the gates that they cannot return.
Abandon all hope, ye who enter here.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Like many other figures in the gates, they have been enlarged. It's a group that became a sculpture on its own.
That position, I can't manage to put my head like that.
Of course not. You're not a contortionist. The master knows how to find special models, and this time it was a circus performer. His misshapen body is extremely expressive.
You mean their bodies? There are three of them.
Look closely. It's the same figure shown three times. Monsieur Rodin likes to play with the possibilities his sculptures provide him. In this case, showing the same figure from three different perspectives creates an amazing effect.
And their heads and hands are joined.
As if they wanted to be one.
And the pegs in their legs?
Those are points that are used when making an enlargement or a mold. The plasters are used at different stages of the work. This sculpture also exists in bronze, in a much larger size.
Meow!
Patapon is nearby.
Yes, he's walking around behind the works. Unlike the reliefs I mentioned to you a moment ago, which are made on a flat surface, some sculptures are modeled in the round. They are worked on from every side, and it's interesting to walk around them to see every part of them.
You think Patapon likes to look at the works?
I think he's mostly playing hide and seek.